So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Welcome. We are live. Hope you're well today. Today is Monday. It is the 2nd of December. So we are in Christmas mode, of course. It's now legal to be celebrating Christmas. We put up our Christmas tree yesterday. It's the wife's birthday yesterday. So whenever it's the wife's birthday, we put the Christmas tree up. The little one who's 5 now just thinks Christmas is like for the whole of December. I mean, her birthday is just like a whole weekend. Last year it was a whole week. I mean, it's just, you know, what can you do? She's 5. But yeah, it's now officially Christmas. We have our little Christmas owl. I have no idea why we've got a Christmas owl. But welcome to the Business Growth Show. My name's Dan Latta, and welcome. Glad you can join us today. So in this session, we're going to talk to you about Elon Musk, about why Elon is a very clever marketer. So if you've read anything from Russell Brunson, his belief is that the person who can spend the most on marketing will win. And whilst I kind of agree with that to some extent, what Russell really means is that if you can do some marketing and it's like a £10 offer and then you spend £10, that £10 goes into Russell's pocket, and then he can then spend that £10 on more marketing, which then goes out to a load of people. Some people buy it at £10 each. That goes into his marketing pocket. He can then spend more on marketing. So what Russell Brunson means is that the person who can spend the most on marketing wins, as long as you can keep putting marketing out and it's self-fulfilling. It's like a, what do we call it? In science, it's completely impossible to do. It's a thingy machine, where they just keep it going. What's the word? I can't think of the word. Anyway, so the money comes in, it goes into marketing, it goes back out, it sells some more stuff, that money comes back in. Perpetual motion machine, that's what I was looking for. So Russell Brunson believes in a perpetual motion marketing machine, which would probably be the name of someone's book at some point. But what Elon's done in the last weekend alone, and I can't disagree with Elon here, because Elon sold £8 billion worth of products more than I did last weekend. Elon Musk is very, very clever. He spends hardly anything. I can't imagine he actually spends anything on marketing at all. What he believes is that your product should be so crazy and out there that it just markets itself. So a really good example of that is the flamethrowers. And technically, it's not a flamethrower. It was just like a gas lighter or something. It wasn't a flamethrower because they're illegal to sell. But it said it was even called not a flamethrower when you were buying them. So he sold like 2,500 of them, made millions of pounds. The other one was his caps called Boring. It had the Boring Company on. And I think he sold 50,000 of those at £25 each. Let's just do the numbers on that, by the way, because I think numbers are really important. If you want to raise funds like Elon had to, 50,000, and I don't know if those numbers were correct, by the way, 50,000. That's £1.25 million as seed capital for his Boring Company. That's just phenomenal. So the way that Elon thinks about this, and the way he's been thinking about his Cybertruck, is that by putting a truck on stage and it being completely the most radical thing you've ever seen, it looks like a five-year-old's drawn it using nothing but triangles. You know what I mean? It's just the most amazing looking thing. And when I mean amazing, it looks like someone in the 80s drew a futuristic truck. And it's true. And then there was the situation where he's testing the glass, because it's not bulletproof, the glass. The metal doors are glass, and a lot of mainstream media got this wrong. They're saying, oh, the glass is bulletproof. No, that's not what he said. The doors are bulletproof. The glass wasn't bulletproof, but he demonstrated by having a silver ball and throwing the silver ball. And unfortunately, the glass smashed. Didn't smash, the ball didn't go through. And then he did it again on the second bit of glass, and it happened again there. And people going, oh, wow, that's really bad. He's lost $678 million off the share price because, oh, it's been a disaster, an absolute disaster. The launch of a Cybertruck was beyond disastrous. Nothing in the whole world could go much further wrong for Elon. It's crazy. Are you kidding me? He's just sold 145,000 trucks in like a day. Oh, yeah, that's a disaster. That's a disaster if you're on £35,000 a year and you're writing for the BBC and you don't understand jack shit. That's a disaster, by the way. Selling, and it was £145,000, it's now £200,000. So it's had deposits, and people will say, and I agree with this to some extent, putting down £100 or $100 or €100 is not actually selling the truck. And I get all of that, okay? And I agree with it to some extent. But he did this with the Tesla 3. You put some money down, and those orders are still feeding through. He sold, I don't know, $250 billion worth of Teslas. I don't know what he sold. But he's done it with zero advertising. Think about this. Imagine if you could go live and you mess something up and you have all these orders coming through. You have 140,000 orders coming through and you spent zero on advertising. So Russell Brunson, which who started with, he's got his funnel hacking live. That's happening in February. And I was like, do I want to go to that? It's $1,000. Then you've got flights, then you've got hotels, then you've got food. I mean, basically, it's $5,000 just to get there. Do you know what I mean? And I'm like, I don't really want to spend that money. I'd rather put that money into some assets that are going to generate more cash flow. Or arguably, the funnel hacking life, you know, could inspire me to go out and make some other stuff work with the digital marketing company, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm not sure, right? But imagine if Russell Brunson could go live in a 45-minute session and sell 145,000 whatever of whatever product he happens to sell. Let's say the £97 a month ClickFunnels product that he has. Imagine selling 45,000, 4,500. I mean, it's just phenomenal, the amount of numbers. And so this is why Elon Musk is a absolute genius when it comes to marketing. Like, check this out, and most people don't know this, but the metal that the Cybertruck is being used from is exactly the same metal that his Starship is being made from. Like, think about this. You are literally driving around in exactly the same cold-pressed steel, I think it is, type of metal that his Starship. I mean, it's just phenomenal. People are buying it just based on that. People are buying it based on a 500-mile range. You know, it's $39,000, and the top one is $70,000. I haven't done it yet, but I'm very, very close to putting my $100 down for the $70,000, because then you never have to put petrol in ever again. Heck, I live in Spain. I can get 15 miles a day out of that truck just from parking it outside. I only drive 15 miles a day. Like, I don't even drive that most of the time. So imagine never having to fuel the damn thing because it's just sat outside refueling itself from the sun. I mean, it's just phenomenal. But that's not the mainstay of his marketing. The mainstay of his marketing is the fact that he creates this product that is just so out there that people are ready to buy it, and it's so different. It's not even targeted at your normal truck owner, because your normal truck owner, a Ford F-150 in America, are looking at that and going, oh my God, I can't have that. They have, you know, think about it. They eat bacon for breakfast and dinner and lunch, and they're men's men. Do you know what I mean? They can't have a Cybertruck, and it's not even targeted at them. It's targeted at people like me. Goes, yeah, I'm going to buy a big freaking truck. That's what I'm going to do. And if someone hits me at 50 miles an hour, well, I won't even notice because the truck is bulletproof. Like, how's that for marketing? But you can only get to that level when you've got a product that really is completely different than anything else. $8 billion worth is what Elon sold last weekend. $8 billion worth of orders were placed last weekend. You can't get marketing like that unless you've got the most craziest product, the most far-out product. And here we are, trying to play it safe. Oh, no, we better not be too weird and wacky. Oh, no, we should play it safe. That's my, oh dear, voice. It's crazy. It just doesn't make sense. Get out there and make it weird and wacky. Like, how do you make it weird and wacky? It's a whole new ballgame. Like, how do you sell digital marketing? Do you know what I mean? You have to make it normal. If you make it too weird and wacky, people ain't going to buy it. So there's this balance, this dichotomy between making yourself so far out there that people want to sign up and look at what you're doing and see what's going on, and being so far out there, it really turns people off. And we see people doing this. But you take someone like Gary Vee, how different he is, and someone like Grant Cardone and how different he is. And then, like, who is there in the UK that's completely different? And I can't even think of anybody, you know? So actually, what are you going to do to start making you stand out? Are you going to cover yourself in jam and feathers and run down the street naked? Maybe. Like, don't do that, by the way. That's not business advice. But what is it that you can do that you can stand yourself out for? So, like, for example, we give away all of our property sourcing content, 90 videos, hours and hours and hours and hours and hours of content, including access to the mastermind group. We give that away free of charge. Last week, I think we had like 178 people sign up for that. 178 people. Now, it's free, so we don't make any money. Our income comes down the line. We're generating goodwill right now. But that is a method of doing something completely out there, completely opposite to what everybody else is doing. But they're charging $2,000 for 2 days to get the same content, and we're giving it away for free. And we're getting people coming in through the doors because of that. So we're doing something that's very, very different. So the question, as always, is, what are you going to do that's different? So Seth Godin has his book called A Purple Cow. So you're driving along, and there in the field is a purple cow. And you're like, oh, my gosh, I've never seen a purple cow. So you pull the cow over, you get out, you have a look, you stroke the cow, and you're like, oh, my gosh, I've never seen a purple cow. You get back in your car. In the next field, there's 10 purple cows. In the next field, there's 50. In the next field, there's 100. And after a while, all you see is purple cows. You're not even that interested anymore. Because you've seen all the purple cows. They're not even brand new and different. So it's exactly the same principle. Elon Musk, his Cybertruck is his purple cow. No one's ever seen a truck like that. Certainly no one's ever sold 200,000 units of that truck, is what he's up to right now, before looking as ridiculous as that truck does. And, it, you know, the looks are really growing on me, by the way. The only problem I've got with driving that truck is that, you know, getting pulled over by the police constantly because I've never seen anything like it, I think could be a bit of an issue here in Spain. But hell, jump in, guys. Let's take you for a test drive. I don't care. So, you know, what's your purple cow going to be? Elon's very good at getting his purple cows from flamethrowers to boring hats. I mean, a boring hat. Imagine having a hat that said boring on it. That's just amazing marketing. So what are you going to do to help you stand out? So that will do us for today. Hope that's useful for you. Some little bit of food for thought there. Very short one today because I'm absolutely rammed work-wise. But I hope that's useful. We'll catch up with you on the next podcast. My name's Dan Latto. Have a wicked week, and we'll speak to you soon. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.